Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scrubbing in with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. I am so late today, and everyone's just patient with me, as always.
We have so much to talk about. We were just chomping at the bit. That's why we're
like,
Where's Becca? Let's go. We have so much to talk about.
I know. And we have to wrap in 1 hour.
Well, I moved... 1 hour. Mm-hmm. So I moved... We got this. I moved back into my place last night, but all my
that's
stuff
exciting.
Came this morning. Like, they were delivering all my stuff that's been in storage. And Phoebe had diarrhea all last night. So I literally think I slept an hour because every 30 minutes she was like crying. And it's really sad. I feel horrible for her. She's really been through it. I guess I haven't talked about it because it happened after the podcast last week. But Phoebe ate a chocolate bar. She had to be admitted. Into the hospital was really traumatic. I cried. I thought I was never going to see her again. And so then now she has diarrhea. So Phoebe's really been testing.
Is it from the chocolate?
No, I don't know. But it's really gross and she doesn't stand still. She moves. So it's like
She's going. Yeah, my puppy does that too. But chocolate's really bad for dogs.
Yeah, that was bad. But she survived that and then we moved on to something new.
Good.
So yeah, so that happened. And so all the people are like at my house moving my furniture in right now. So a little stressed about that. But here we are. Got priorities and...
Well, you know, these 1 hour a week jobs are kind of hard to get in there, but thank you for squeezing us in.
Because they were supposed to come at 8 and they came at 9:30. So my day was planned accordingly. They just messed up.
Okay.
Not saying that I'm never late. I'm just saying.
This is actually pretty standard.
Yeah.
The time you got here today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So anyways, you had a big day yesterday.
Where do we start?
I know. We have to start with the obvious.
You guys. Where do you go from here? Like, where do I go from this point on?
It would have to be, to me, it would have to be Ellen Pompeo or Jennifer Aniston. But I don't, that's about it. Or Beyonce, maybe.
I mean, this was like...
I need to know.
And he could not be cooler and nicer and more humble.
In case anyone doesn't follow your Instagram, please tell them who you're talking
about. So I met Patrick Dempsey yesterday, a.k.a. McDreamy. And the way that it happened, though, was so legit. Like, because it was so much better than me going up to him and being like, hi, I'm a huge fan.
Right,
like,
Ralph, you know, or what something. I mean? Yeah.
So we're at this charity softball game, and it's called California Strong, and it's an amazing cause. It's for all, like, the California tragedies, and they basically support, they give money to people that are affected by...
Because we had so many fires last year.
Fires,
we had the shooting
in
Thousand Oaks. Yeah. So how did you get involved in the first place?
They do this celebrity softball game. This was only the second one that they did. Mm-hmm. So last year was the first one, obviously. Well, and they sell tickets. It's at Pepperdine, and all the money raised goes to the charity. And so they have, I don't even know how I got asked to be on this, because it was just like Adam Sandler and like Tiffany Haddish and like, and then there's like me. Like, I don't even know how. What? But I guess the invite came to Ryan and me. And obviously, I don't know if they wanted us to come together, but responded and said, Ryan can't go because he's in New York. Do you still want Tanya? And they said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, count me in. And so we're there and everybody's warming up, and I went with Chris Harrison, and I looked over at Chris and I go, Patrick Dempsey is here. And he goes, oh, I know him. I'll introduce you. Oh. And I was like, he's right behind you. So he literally turns around and he is the coolest. Like, Chris was like, hey, I don't know if he calls him Pat or Patrick, but he's like, have you ever met Tanya? She's on the morning show at Kiss with Ryan. And, he's like, no, nice to meet you. And I was like, nice to meet you. Nice time. And then Chris goes, and she's also a co-host of a podcast called Scrubbing In that's all about Grey's Anatomy. And I literally, and he said award-winning.
Award-winning.
Chris said about Grey's Anatomy?
Yes. But he did say award-winning. And I literally was like, mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, really? That's fantastic. What do you guys talk about? And I was like, well... I was like, oh, I love for Grey's. And I was like, it's a lot about like our personal lives too, and how it all relates back to Grey's Anatomy, you know? And he's like, yeah.
That's not what this is about.
Well, sometimes it's like, I just want somebody to propose to me like you proposed to Meredith in the elevator.
You said that.
No, I didn't say that. Oh. I said that in my head. I was okay. No, I didn't tell him that. It's so awkward.
I'm trying to know exactly what you said when he asked you about the podcast.
But that is what I said. And then he goes, yeah, all those life lessons. Like, I kind of like blacked out a little bit, but no, it was very brief because then I didn't know what else to say. And I literally was like, so... are you going to warm up? Or are you going to pitch? Like, I don't know. I brought it back to softball. I didn't know what to say. And then, like, Chris left us. So then I was like, I can't make... I can make conversation with an animal, like an ant. Like, I talk to my plants in my house, and I can't talk to Patrick Dempsey. So anyways, I just kind of meandered off because, like, he was on the opposite team. So I went I went to my dugout, and then I was like, gosh... if only he was in my dugout, because I was like really hanging out with everybody in my, like, I really became friends with everybody that was like in my dugout, but he was in the other one. So then the game's over. He wins Rookie of the Year. And I was like,
he won Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, for the.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's like holding his award, and we're all leaving together. And everybody's like leaving, going up these stairs. And the stairs were like there's like they're like breathy. Like, by the time you get to the top of them, you're like dying. Uh-huh. And I'm walking up the stairs, and he's literally right next to me. And I'm just, you know, like, what are you going to do with that award? Like,
oh, jeez.
I would have loved to have a mic on you.
I know. And I literally, in my head, I was like, I want to, like, maybe, like, fall back, you know, and be like, I need a medic or, like, something. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, that did go through my head. But I was like, be cool, Tanya, be cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't do that.
But the best part is that Chris was at the top of the stairs waiting for me, like, because there was, like, we were leaving, all the cars were up there, so he was waiting. So he saw me walking up with Patrick Dempsey, and he, in a clutch move, took pictures of us, like, walking up the stairs. Because
amazing.
Because it was, like, you know that kind of event where it's just, like, you don't take photos with people. It was just everybody was
everyone's
there.
Everyone's so famous. That
it's
you're
so famous,
like, yeah.
And it's such a good cause, and just, like, the vibe is so chill, and, like, no, you know what I mean?
And
like,
if you're the person that whips out your phone,
yeah, that's
it's a dick move, kind of.
Yeah. So I didn't want to take a picture with him, but the fact that I have those...
Priceless. And it literally looks like y'all are just like, I don't even know if y'all are talking to each other, but it looks like y'all are like just casually.
Yeah, just buddies walking upstairs together.
After the ball game.
Yeah.
Just after the ball game, walking up with our bags. And I was just really just never been happier. And I was like, Chris, thank you so much. That was really cool.
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
really
of course.
Cool.
He's like, and they, I guess they're like good friends because they've worked for ABC for so long together.
Oh, yeah.
So he's known him forever. And I was like, God, he's really nice and really cool.
Was he small?
No.
Really?
Not to me.
Okay. Okay, you met my friend Katie there.
Yeah.
She sent me the picture of y'all.
I met her before.
And she said he looked really... Yeah, I know, but she said he looked small.
He's 5'10".
But she said he looked very... Not short.
Oh, like petite? Like,
yeah.
Oh, he did not look that to me. He looked...
Just every bit the McDreamy?
Every bit. It was really magical.
Well, so Katie texted me and said, are you at this charity game in Malibu? And I was like, no. I was like, what is it? And then I was like, oh, wait, I think Tanya's there. I think I just saw she posted a photo. So I go to look at your profile, and then I click on the California Strong, and it's like saying who's all going to be there. And I see Patrick Dempsey, and I'm like, oh, my God, I text you. And I'm like,
in all caps,
Patrick Dempsey. And she's like, I just met him. I blacked out. I don't know who I was, but it wasn't Tanya. And it's so funny.
I wasn't myself.
It's weird, like, when you meet people on a certain level that, like, you think that you're going to be a certain way, and then all of a sudden it's like the moment comes.
And he wasn't even freaked out about the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't even like, oh,
because
you know what I mean? Like,
I think if you go up to a grocery store and say, I do a podcast about Grey's Anatomy, he's like, where's my driver? Can I get out of here? But at a situation like that, you are somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You
like
know,
you were playing.
You are given status just by being on the roster at that place. I'm looking at the list of people here. Was Charlie Sheen there?
No, I didn't see him.
Okay. Julian Edelman was supposed to be here, but he got arrested, so I'm guessing he wasn't there.
Oh, man. Rough.
Patrick Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. He was on my team. Hung out with him. Shout out. We love you, Patrick.
She posted a video with Patrick Schwarzenegger, and I was like, this is not the Patrick I want.
But, like, with people that were that are, like, my friends, I can whip out my phone and, like, whatever,
oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, hey, Patrick Dempsey, can I take a selfie with you? Like, I just couldn't,
no,
you know? Like,
I couldn't. It. Totally get it.
And I met, like, all these Brewers people, like, all these Brewers players, and Mark is, like, the biggest Brewers fan on the planet.
I've been obsessed with the Brewers since I was 6 years old.
And so I was, like, telling them about Mark, uh-huh, you know, like, hoping that they'd be,
that's
like,
very sweet.
Let's, like, send them a video or something. Because that's what, if I do, like, if somebody ever says that to me,
yeah,
I'm like, let's send them a video or something. And it just wasn't that vibe. So I was like, I'm just going to... They know who you are. They know of you.
It's a weird connection, but a lot of the Brewers who play in Milwaukee, a lot of them are from Southern California, and a lot of them were very affected by those wildfires, and that's why they started this. Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun and Mike Moustakas, who's now with Cincinnati. But so, yeah, a lot of my heroes were at this game.
Yeah, and honestly, they were so nice. Like, I can't get over how awesome sports guys are. No, seriously,
sports
they
guys.
Were
just a great
athletes.
Sentence. Love the sentence.
Athletes. They were so much fun. Like, I had the best time.
Talk about Cody Bellinger, who is a Dodger player and the most valuable player in the National League.
I was so blown away at how cool he was. Like, we really, like, became friends yesterday.
Yeah.
And I told him, I go, I've never watched a Dodger game, and I really wanted to embrace the Dodgers. And so I'm going to, like, really become a Dodger fan this season. I said, I'm going to come to a game. He's like, I'll totally set you up with, like, a good, what, I don't know,
but
a good seat or whatever.
Like, so what team do you play for? Like, she's, I think that's got to be hilarious to these athletes.
I didn't know,
yeah,
like, what
even
sport really. But I knew they were athletes when they were, like, hitting the balls. And we just had such a great, like, he's just so nice. And so now I said I'm gonna commit to, like, being, I'm gonna get a jersey, and I'm gonna, like,
oh,
watch,
wow,
the games, and I'm gonna, like, go.
So
no, I'm gonna go to one.
He was my teammate in the ping pong challenge that,
oh,
we,
yeah,
did at the Dodger Stadium 2 years in a row. And when I met him, I didn't know who he was either, and they were like, you're with Cody Bellinger. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Who's that? And they were like, he's literally probably going to win Rookie of the Year this year. That,
yeah,
was,
he
which
won.
Which he did. And he won MVP this
MVP,
last year.
Yeah, MVP is what he was. And there was another one that was MVP, too.
Christian Yelich was MVP,
yes,
the year before.
So nice. They're all, like, so cool.
Were there any single hot dudes around?
There was. I don't know if he's single or not. I don't know if he's single, but there's one I'm trying to figure out.
We're trying to find the roster for this purpose because we,
yeah,
don't want to talk much about him if he has a girlfriend because,
correct,
of the Jared Goff thing. Tell the Jared,
yes,
Goff story.
Okay, so, oh, yeah. Okay, so I finally met Jared Goff's girlfriend, who could not be sweeter.
Uh-huh.
But she was telling me that, like, when all this was going down, that, first of all, the DM that I got from Jared was, like, not even, it was, like, not even anything. Like, it was, like, not flirty in the slightest.
Well,
but it
that's
got,
open for interpretation.
No, it was not. But,
that's subjective.
No. So, I actually found out the story behind it.
Okay.
It was it's hard to explain if you're not on Instagram, but you know when, like, you send, so Patrick, who works with us, who's his best friend.
Patrick Conroy.
Yes. He had sent him my story and said, hey, is this the band that you, I guess it was like, I posted some band that he knew of or something. It was my song of the day. And he responded, he thought he was responding to Patrick, but he responded to me and said, yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So it wasn't even like...
Oh, wow.
Literally.
But I'm just saying it would be... It's not unreasonable for you to have seen it as a flirt. I see that. That's interesting that it was completely unintentional.
Correct. But the only reason... And I didn't remember. I didn't even bring it up on the morning show. The only reason I brought it up was because they were doing this Halle Berry play. And Ryan was like, oh, I want to know. That's so interesting. And he goes, let's get one of them on. And so I said, oh, I have a DM open with one of the players. Let me respond and give him the hotline number, and then that turned
into... Well, that's right, because Jared Goff at a game at the line was yelling, Halle Berry!
Yes.
Halle Berry!
Yeah,
and then
Halle
Berry tweeted about it, and we were talking about it, and she says, well, by the way, I DM with him.
Yeah, so I was like, I have it open. I can just give him the hotline number. So it really turned from literally just that innocent little, I can give him our hotline number, into the saga that it was,
right,
of like Tanya and Jared Goff happily ever after, whatever.
Well, Ryan spun it into that.
Correct.
But it was good radio.
Yeah. So... she started listening to the podcast because she wanted to hear like what I was saying, because like they're newly dating, you know, whatever. And then she's ended up saying that she loves the podcast so much she listens every week, and she like loves.
Oh,
I know.
So I love that she was listening though with a chip on her shoulder, like, who is this woman who is talking about my man on the radio?
Rightfully so.
Yes.
You know, I'd be exactly the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she's going to come to the live show.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I know. She was really cute. I had a good time with her.
Jared Goff, who else did I see you with?
I cannot find this person that you think was hot and maybe...
Is it a Dodger or Brewer?
He's not either. That's
he's
the
not
thing.
Either.
Wait, what?
He's a Kansas City Royal.
Oh.
We think, or do we not know?
I don't know, but I have somebody on it trying to find a name because I want to find out if he has a girlfriend first.
So y'all
I, like,
met?
Investigate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We
but
met.
You don't remember his name?
Well, there are a lot of
so
people.
So kind of a... I mean, not that memorable.
Was though.
I don't forget names if I want to talk to someone again, though. You were like consumed by
me. I bet he's not even a royal. I bet you're misremembering that.
He may have worked for the charity.
I met a lot of people. I don't know. If it's meant to be, it'll be, you know?
Hey.
I love that attitude.
As BB Rexa said.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
It took us a second, but we got there.
Yeah.
I know. It's really funny because I... literally in my mind when I first saw Patrick Dempsey, I was like, I'm so jealous I'm not there. But then beyond that moment of feeling that jealousy, I was so happy for you and that we got to have this experience to talk about.
I know. And then I was like, I could invite him to come on, but I mean, Patrick Dempsey's not does he leave his house for much? Like,
if you're not bringing out your phone, you're not inviting him to be on the podcast.
I know.
It's too much.
It was too much.
Yeah.
But now I'm like in. Like, if I see him again, I'm going to be like, what up?
Yeah.
Will you though?
For sure.
What up?
What up? Remember me? For sure, right?
I mean, yeah, he probably remembers your name.
So we just had to find out the next thing he's going to be at.
And you just show up there. What
up?
All right. Yeah. Why don't we stop down for a second, as we say in radio, because there's still so much to talk about. I think next we should get into the Justin Chambers news.
For sure.
Gosh, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Is it weird if I frame that picture
of you and Patrick?
Yeah.
No. Framebridge will give you a great deal.
I'm sure they will.
Framebridge.com, promo code Becca.
It's just a moment in time.
I mean, really, it is.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I was on a high. Like, you know, I got home last night and I literally didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, I don't do drugs, but I imagine it feels like this.
Okay.
And so I went to yoga. I went to a yoga class. I came home. I made fish at like 9 p.m. Like, I was like, when am I going to go to bed?
You made fish at 9 p.m.
That's my yoga. That's not my midnight snack.
My yoga class was from 7:30 to 8:30. And I got home and was like, hungry for
dinner.
What
time did you go to bed with a belly full of fish?
Probably like 11:30
oh
midnight.
My gosh.
I know. I was like on a zing. I was on the high.
Yeah, sure. You can't just go to bed after meeting Patrick Dempsey. I'm surprised you slept at all.
Me too.
I weirdly did that after I met Gal Gadot because I was like so mesmerized with how kind she was to everyone there. And then we met and she was so like thoughtful and like, you know, just talked to us like very one-on-one. And I just got home and was like, wow, that was Wonder Woman. And I loved Wonder Woman. So I just thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. It's like this weird high.
Yeah. I don't even know what I would do if I met like Patrick, Ellen. Yeah.
Justin.
R.I.P. Or do we?
Okay. So we have some theories, but just to review it, we'll all remember where we were when we got the news.
Yeah.
Because it was a double shot. It was a 1-2 punch.
It was.
Punch number one. Wham! Justin Chambers is leaving Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Punch number two. Wham! Justin Chambers has left Grey's Anatomy and will not be returning.
And his final episode has already aired.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's already gone. We've already said goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't get to say goodbye.
No, we didn't. So this is dedicated to Justin Chambers, correct?
So I thought it'd be fun if we got to say how we would write him out of the story. Or like
That's
how we
idea.
Would write
yeah,
his
I like
ending.
That.
Like if we were writers on Grey's Anatomy.
A lot of people on the Facebook group pointed out that I was recently saying what a great gig this guy has. 15 years of playing Alex Karev. So the question I have is why now? What happened? Because something happened. This was not the plan, I guarantee it, for him or the show.
I read somewhere that he's having like mental health issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if it's that, obviously you have to take care of yourself first.
Oh.
but I don't know. That's just, I read that in an article, so I'm not spreading rumors. I just saw it. But
his statement was about expanding his acting repertoire or something like that, which I think, I mean, you should have done that 10 years ago if that was actually interesting to you.
That's what I'm saying, and I don't know if that's just a reason to, you know, it's like such a shock, and I think everyone's kind of like, what the heck? Like, you're just going to leave us high. Feels like getting ghosted.
It also
in the
feels
worst way.
Weird to me because, like, everybody talks about how like warm and fuzzy the set is. Mm-hmm. So what, like, is it really like that?
That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine the writers would do that injustice to him if it wasn't his, like, really? If something was going on with him personally and they thought maybe it was the best decision for him to not be there. But I can't imagine there being like so much drama that, like, even I felt like there was drama with Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
And they still, I mean, it was brutal, but we had a goodbye.
We had a farewell to Patrick Dempsey.
It was cut short and it was harsh.
What's our Justin Chambers farewell? It was just, oh, he's gone to help his mom. He went home to help his mom.
So, that's how it
ended? Supposedly that's what they said. I don't remember that happening. But
I guess
two episodes ago they said, oh, he went home to help his mom. So now, from now on, Joe is going to be alone in the apartment because Alex is off helping his mom. Are they going to do the thing where she's like, uh-huh, okay, Alex, thanks, bye. She hangs up her phone. Like,
yeah.
Are they gonna,
but I'm also wondering, like, if he needed to go, let's say it was like his decision, he needed to go for whatever you were saying before, if he has mental health or whatever, you would think that they could like be like, okay, take care of you. We're not going to send you off. We'll just keep you wherever you are for now. And then, you know, we can bring you back when you feel like you can.
Yeah.
Like he's going to help his mom for however long he's supposed to help his mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is weird to me.
Write him off for the rest of the year, and then hopefully he can come back in the fall. That seems like if that's the case, it seems like that's a more logical path to take.
Unless the reason he's having issues is because of something to do with
the show,
the character in the show.
Huh.
Oh, well, and then there was another article that said something like he had a hard time detaching from the character. Like, he was very connected. I don't know. There's so many rumors.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah, but I had the same thought as you. I'm like, they make however much money an episode at this point, mm-hmm. the OGs especially, mm-hmm. you're 50 years old, you have a family, why not? You know the show at some point is coming to an end soon. Like, it's been on it's on its 16th season?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So why wouldn't you just stick it out till the series finale, which might be a year or two more, and then expand
plus,
your career?
Plus, if your summer's free, you can do a movie if you need to. I mean, they've done movies before.
Yeah.
The cast. I mean, I don't understand ever complaining about a gig like that or having to leave a gig like that. Many do, so maybe I'm just completely in the wrong or in the dark, but seems like a great gig to me.
I'm so upset. It's like, it's just another like punch in the gut, you know?
It's like,
and it feels like so unfair to people who, especially with someone that had such a huge role, it feels so unfair as viewers that all of a sudden this person's just gone. It's like,
we've talked on this show, but what is his happy ending? Because we've like, does he end up with Meredith? Like, what happens there? Like, but
so
now
if,
it's just over.
If I were writing, that's how I'd write it off. So
what?
Like, it's the series finale and everything's done after
it's
this. 2038.
Wait, I thought we were doing if they did an episode right now, like a farewell episode.
Well, we're the writers, so we can decide whatever we want.
But that still could have happened if he was still on the show.
Huh?
I'm saying, like, if he wasn't leaving the show right now, that still could have been a choice, is that he ended up with Meredith. But he's gone. So I'm saying, like, let's say they're ending him now. You had to do a farewell.
Okay, still, then I would still have him marry Meredith.
Wow.
And oh,
say,
a sudden marriage.
Yep, it would be, I'd say he's not with Joe. Sorry, Joe, the love of my life is Meredith Grey. And they would get married, and then he would decide that he wants to be a doctor without borders. And then he would say, I'm going to marry you, and then I'm going to go and do my work. And he goes and he does his work as the doctor without borders.
But that's another thing. That would have been very easy because he's working with Owen at this new hospital. He could get talking to Owen about working overseas in these medical military units. And I want to be a doctor without borders. That would have been a great send-off for him. Mm-hmm. But now it's just gone. It's just over.
Gone.
But I'm saying in like 2038 in the last episode, Meredith gets dumped by, you know, yet another guy, and she's leaving the hospital, and who's standing out there in the season finale is Alex Karev in like a tuxedo.
And I didn't know you were team Meredith and Alex.
I don't know that I am 100%, but I do like that as an ending. Mm-hmm. I like him coming back in the finale.
Mm-hmm. Or do you like Meredith meeting Derek in heaven?
Honestly, that's the only thing that saved me at the end of Titanic, when they do the end scene where they both like meet up again in like the, you know, afterlife or whatever, because I was like, my heart feels like it can rest peacefully knowing they're together again.
So maybe that's a
good
ending.
Not opposed to like
killing Meredith.
Yeah, when it's all
like
done.
Maybe she's old. It flashes forward to she's like so old, and then she dreams, and then
Derek's like, I've been waiting for you.
The elevator opens, and Derek's standing there.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
My send-off for Alex would be, I honestly was always rooting for the Izzy and Alex storyline. So I would have him, he went to find Izzy again, because she never left his mind.
Right. And she still
exists.
She
still lives. I do like that.
She still lives. She's still alive.
Because we forget that Izzy still exists in their universe. Yeah. So yeah, that's
interesting. Well, so many people we've tragically lost. So you assume if they're not there, they're gone. But she's alive.
She's alive.
So is Joe just going to be alone? But is there going to be a breakup? Next season, is she going to be moving on from Alex? Like, it's all up in the air.
Yeah, I'm like nervous that they're going to give us some lame like reason that he's gone.
Or is Joe now going to date, I don't even know his name on the show, Link.
But he's having a baby with Amelia.
I don't think so.
But that, I feel like that went that.
I mean, they are married. Joe and Alex are married.
Yeah, I know.
And his character is just visiting his mom. So she can't like move on.
Eventually,
perhaps.
Wait, so was Alex not in the winter finale?
I don't remember.
I know. I can't remember. I need to go back and watch.
The winter finale was that the one with Meredith's trial? That was the winter finale?
No. I think there was one or two after that.
Okay, maybe not then.
Well, you remember the bar crashed down? The ceiling
car drove into the bar, I think.
Oh, and it crashed or whatever. But was Alex in there?
I have no idea.
I don't want him to die, because I really feel like he could make a comeback and be there at the finale.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm just really sad. I felt it like, I couldn't even, I didn't know
I
what to say.
I've never got more text in my life. Like, I was like, this is actually kind of sad how many text messages I got on Friday when the news broke. Like, are you okay? I was like, yes. I'm upset, but I'm okay.
Well, and I hope he's okay too. I hope Justin Chambers
is okay.
Yeah,
I know, us too. Like, obviously more than us as viewers watching a show, we hope he, as a human being, is okay.
As a husband and a father of five kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a loss.
And I think that scrubbing in would be the perfect place to do his exit interview.
Me too. I couldn't agree more.
Does he have Instagram?
I think so. Yeah. Justin Chambers official, or official Justin Chambers.
I just turned my helmet on. My phone's off.
All right, well, let's take another break. What else do we have to talk about?
Something to talk about. Tanya being on The Bachelor.
Yeah, we have to talk about that. That's actually good. I would like your take on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I would too, actually.
By the way, this could be happening, everybody. We may be on red alert, because this could be happening. We'll tell you about that next.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, so I feel like I have been saying bachelor, bachelor, bachelor for since I've been on it and known you. And
for sure.
You always poo-poo it.
I am still poo-pooing it because of the reason I gave you from the beginning.
Which is?
I can't even date one guy and think he's dating other people, potentially could be dating other people. Dating a guy and knowing that he's dating other people that I actually see, I think would gut me. Like, truly, it would gut. You see me.
I know. Yeah, I see that. I know what you're saying.
How did you deal with that? Did you feel competitive? Or because you don't seem like the type that would feel terribly competitive.
I'm so competitive, but I'm cool. You know, I can keep it surface. Ben season, I felt a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was jealous. I didn't like he would come grab someone and walk away. And I was like,
Oh, yeah. Like,
it was Lauren who he ended up choosing. And he was so, like, you could, from like early on, you could feel how into her he was. So it was like painful when they would, you would see them in a like group date setting.
And I can't even think that the person that I'm dating is dating other people.
All I'm saying, you'd be great TV.
Well, that's clear.
I honestly feel like you'd be very like a very Hannah B type, like very like wear your heart on your sleeve, like you struggle with it. Everyone can relate because most people would feel that way in that setting. And I feel like it would also totally depend on who the guy is.
Right. That's another factor.
Bring everybody up to speed. So this came up in the morning show last week with Seacrest. And I forget how it came up.
I don't know, but he was the one that really was like,
When Pilot Pete was on. Isn't that what kind of started
it? Yeah,
We had Pilot Pete on the morning show, and then he was like, Tanya, what is the deal? Why don't you go on The Bachelor? Because it seems perfect. You had some concerns, but then it kind of progressed from there, because Amy Sugarman, who produces this show and all the a suite of podcasts for iHeartRadio, she's actually gotten a couple of people on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So she has the power to do this. So we talked to her. And then tomorrow, we're going to have Rob Mills from ABC on. But it seems like we're all going in the right direction here and that this really could happen. So your concern is dating if you don't like the lead. That's your concern.
Yes.
But I feel like you will like the lead.
I think you'd like the lead.
They're not throwing
a
dart into a crowd of people. They're choosing some pretty high quality dudes.
But like, let's look at the last three.
Great.
Would I date Peter the pilot?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
1,000% if he came up to you in a bar and it was just y'all two and he hit on you,
okay,
be
fair,
so
fair.
Into.
Who was after him?
Before him
Before
was
him.
Colton.
Okay.
You said you were like, Colton's okay. So hot.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, who was it for Colton?
Ari.
No.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. Who was before Ari?
Hold on. Ari.
Nick Vile? No.
Because you know him now. At the time.
I know. I could still know this person now.
When they introduced Nick Vile, I'm sure you were not like, ew, no. I'm sure you're like, oh, handsome. Let's see what we got here. I think that whoever it is.
Ben Higgins?
Okay.
Yes. Chris Soules? Yes. Mm. Yes, you would. You would say yes to more of The Bachelors than you would say no to.
100%. And also, I feel like if not, your pickiness is starting to get in the way, as we've brought up before.
That's true. That is true.
Chris Soules, you're like, man. I'm like, no. This guy is an eligible bachelor.
Yeah, okay, you had a moment where you were like, what about Chris Soules? I remember that.
And then the moment passed.
Well, it was there. It happened.
It was there.
And I think he's living in LA now, so... That could be cute. Just saying.
I think whoever the lead is, you would develop feelings for him just from spending so much time with him, gazing into each other's eyes.
You don't spend time with him.
Well, you spend some. Can I steal you for a second?
Mark,
could you imagine me doing that?
48 hours and I was there the whole 8 weeks with Chris Soules. I probably spent 48 hours total with him.
That's a long time.
That's not a long time.
48 hours nonstop? 48 straight hours?
All together. Tallied up. Increments.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. But I think Tanya falls easily.
That's true.
And listen, no matter who the guy is, they make him seem like he's literally the best guy in the world for you. He smells good. He looks good. He dresses well.
He's in a tuxedo.
Yes. He's giving out roses.
Wow.
His breath always smells good.
And you're surrounded by women who also want him. And
yes.
I think that's going to get your competitive fire going.
That also might be the downfall for Tanya, though.
It could be, but...
Seeing the claws.
Yeah, I would not like that.
The two things that worry me about Tanya going on The Bachelor, and they're minor. I think they're minor and we should overlook them. But they are... The competition with other girls, because she's not a competitor against other women, which I guess I'm not in that way either.
I'm not even competitive like in anything. You know what I mean? Like in sports, I'm like, meh. Like, I don't even have that. Like,
what about like board games?
No.
No?
Not really. Like, I'd like to play them for fun. Like, it's fun, but like, I don't
need to
win.
Right, let me play games on the morning show. Sissany's way into it. Well, you're not as into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get how you just play things for fun.
Like, who cares who wins?
Oh my gosh. Like, it's very important. And then the like emotional aspect of like wanting someone whose attention is on so many other people.
That would.
But I think we can build you up to be strong to handle going and handle. We can prep you, train.
Because it's the ultimate goal.
Train me.
Yeah.
Because the ultimate goal, right, isn't for her to land the Bachelor. The ultimate goal is for her to be the Bachelorette the following season, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be ideal. So
see, now that would be something. That would be something very interesting because I've also never dated multiple people at once. So I feel like that would be an emotional.
Yeah.
That would be an emotional wreck on myself. Like, what do I have? I've never had feelings for two people at the same time.
Well, I've heard being the lead is like way harder than being one of the cast or whatever, just because it's so emotional.
Yeah.
But I think I say the goal is we get you on. If you fall for him and it works out with him, awesome. But the second goal, Bachelorette. Third goal,
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No chance.
I like if we can figure out a way logistically to keep her on the morning show somehow. Maybe it's from the mansion. Maybe she gets a pass to leave in the morning. I don't know what it is, but if there's a way, because we're not going to want her to leave the morning show for 8 weeks or 10 weeks,
yeah,
or whatever
how long
it is.
Is it
it's 8 weeks total.
That's insane.
That's not going to fly with the powers that be at iHeartRadio. But if we could figure out a way to keep her involved, it could be a great cross promotion for both. You know, that would be the benefit. If there's a benefit to iHeartRadio, then they're all for us. If we can keep her on the radio and then The Bachelor is constant promotion for Kiss in the Morning Show, then I think everybody's a winner.
I would be shocked if they did that, but...
Has that ever happened before?
No. They don't even let you have a TV in the house, so they're pretty, you know...
Well...
They want you locked
that
in.
That could be the deal breaker then.
Yeah.
Okay, give her up for 8 weeks to find love?
No, it's actually really cute. Like, Ryan's face when he found that out, because Amy called this morning, mm-hmm. and she, like, told him that I'd have to be gone for 8 weeks, and he literally was like, well, then no. Like, you're not leaving. You're not going to leave the show for 8 weeks. And I was like, oh, that's actually really sweet. Thank you. And I was like, not just... even to find love? And he was like, well, it's up to you. And, like, kind of gave me this look. I was like...
What if there's a microphone in her room at the mansion? Do you get a room at the mansion?
Well, you're with, like, multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think...
Like a sorority?
Eight. You, honestly, you would be so happy to make friends with the girls, but I think that would be the part that's hard because...
Yeah.
If you liked the guy that much, but you were also really friends with the girls, which I know you would be, it's like a weird... That was a
housing
weird
situation seems like my favorite part of being a sorority.
But if you don't have your own room, where are you going to do a studio? They're not going to install a studio.
I'm sure there's a closet in there somewhere.
There's probably a production room somewhere that they could rig up.
That's true.
There's probably a closet.
Yeah, all you need is a closet.
Yeah.
I just think it would be weird that they don't let anyone else work, and then they're like, well, we have a microphone set up for Tanya.
Can you imagine the other women like, what's her deal? She gets to be on the radio every day.
They're like, I had to quit my job to come here.
I'm a content creator too.
I don't even get my cell phone, and she's on the radio. I don't get it.
Yeah, that would be...
You guys, that is us projecting. They might not be that way.
You will win them over. Once they get to know you, I think they would love you.
It's a lot.
I mean, I feel good about it, but I really...
Train
me. I've been saying it. Yeah, I got to train you to really be just like chill.
Emotionally detached.
Slightly. That's impossible.
I know, but I feel like I could be less emotional than I am.
But then you're not being Tanya.
What if we just gave her some edibles and we just, you know, leveled her out?
I would watch that show no matter what the format.
What would that do to me?
Should we just do a Facebook Live of Tanya trying an edible?
Oh, I'd watch that. That might set records. Would you ever take an edible?
I've actually was considering it because the ones that make you like sleepy time ones, because I had trouble sleeping last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was considering it, but not... What is it? Is it an edible or CBD gummy? Is that the same?
Those are nothing. That's nothing we would want to watch.
Yeah, CBD. Oh. Yeah, CBD would just be you getting sleepy.
Oh, that's not the same. What's an edible? What's the edible?
Well, it has weed.
Yeah, THC. But it has THC in it, the active ingredient in marijuana.
And that's not in a CBD gummy? Mm-hmm.
Very different. So if you were like, I took an edible and it was CBD, that'd be disappointing.
Oh, so it's edible would make me high.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a no. I don't think
so. I want to see
it. It's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
No, it's not the fact that it's illegal or
what
not.
What if we were just at home and we just did a Facebook Live and it's just us?
Have you eaten one?
Yeah.
Really? What does it do to you?
But I only will literally... I took one time. And
this is different than the sleepy gummies.
This is not a sleepy gummy. Okay. This is a...
So what is it?
CBD
like,
is like my
actually?
Shoulder hurts and Advil's not working, so I'll
but
take
I'm
a
saying,
CBD.
Like, what do you actually physically eat? Like, what is it? Is
it's
it
a gummy.
Oh, they're all gummies.
Well, there's
I have only taken gummies.
You can put it in butter and stuff.
They have CBD.
I'm a weed expert.
Oh, wait. A weed. Yeah. I've never done any of that. I just have taken, it's like 5 milligrams. And then one time I took the whole one. It was the first time I'd ever done any sort of marijuana, anything. Like, I had never smoked anything. I was so paranoid that my brain was never going to go back to how it normally thought. But I was like creative. I was like thinking about things, like coming up with ideas.
Really?
But I took it at night and I was just wide awake. I was like on one. But it was like fun, whatever. It would have been much more fun if it was during the day or something. So then if I'm like having a hard time relaxing, I'll take half of a 5. And that makes me just chill and then I fall asleep. Which is great.
But that's not an edible.
It's an edible.
Oh, I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Are you confused?
Well, I am somewhat. I've never done any of this stuff either. But I know the CBDs are very minor, and I would take a CBD. I wouldn't be bothered by that.
CBDs are... CBD would help you relax if you were like, couldn't calm down.
Yeah.
Like after the Patrick Dempsey high, CBD probably would have been nice.
A CBD gummy would have been nice.
You could have skipped the fish.
Yeah.
Just going to bed.
But apparently it makes you look really tired if you the next day, some of them, if you take them. So I like don't do it unless I'm like can't calm, like relax.
Interesting. That's
so you've never been high, Tanya?
No.
You're just drunk?
Yeah. A lot of drunk.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I've never been high. I tried weed in high school, but like I couldn't actually smoke it. Like, I don't know. I like coughed. It was like felt like I was burning my throat.
Oh, sure.
And so I didn't like it. So I think I did one. What do you call it? Puff? drag, hit,
toke.
And that was it. And that's the only time I ever smoked any weed in my life. I didn't like it. I didn't like the pain. And so I was like, I'm not going to try this again.
One time a girl said she had a CBD pen. So, and I didn't even know, like, I've never smoked a cigarette or anything. So I didn't know how to properly inhale. So I go and I just take a huge inhale and I start choking like aggressively. And then she's like, oh, it's like half THC and half CBD.
Oh boy.
And then they say if you cough more, the more you cough, the higher you'll get. Mm. But I ended up being okay. I didn't feel really anything. But I was like, I never want to smoke anything. I have no desire to smoke.
Oh, so hence the edible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been high other times?
No, it's the first time I took like the full edible. That's the only time I've never really liked anything that kind of made me. I mean, I have been very drunk out of my control, but not as many times as it probably seems.
And sorry for the ignorance of this question. How does being high compare to being drunk?
Well, being high is like, to me, it was more relaxing. Drunk is like
party.
Yeah, fun. Like you know it's not going to end well. You're going to wake up not feeling great. It's weird because you wake up and you're like, I did this to myself. Like no one else did this pain, caused me this pain except I did, like I chose this.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because I like don't have any desire to be high, but I enjoy being drunk.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I really only drink and I don't drink at home. Like I'm never like, oh, I'm not someone who loves a glass of wine. Like I drink socially if I'm at events just to like chill and relax. But I haven't been drunk in a minute, which is good. No hangovers.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Well, I've never been either. So that was interesting. Thank you.
The lesson.
Easton has an issue we need to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That he's gotten permission from his wife to discuss, but permission had to be sought, so that should make it extra intriguing.
I know. I'm very intrigued.
And we have an email from Megan, and that's all coming up.
Oh, I have a cute... Oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have a really cute story about a listener who messaged me. It was a cute little, like, back and forth.
So aww. Much to get to, and we have to wrap soon, because Tanya said we have to do it in an hour.
Didn't you tell me 12:30?
Okay. We'll be fine.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, Easton, you had to seek permission to bring this up.
Well, it's a sensitive topic, so I wanted to make sure I wasn't crossing any boundaries before going on the rooftops and shouting this. So here's some data I want to hit you guys with. We're Allison, my lovely wife Allison, and I have been married for 2 years, going on three. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we the topic of kids comes up often when you're newly married, and we're leaning towards not wanting them, but we've been going, we're not hard on that decision. We've been talking about, I don't want to get too blue on this.
It's okay.
But, the thing is, Allison has endometriosis. It's a very painful, condition that a lot of women have.
Mm-hmm.
And, we found that when she was on birth control, it made it so much worse. Oh. So much worse. And she had an IUD for a long time, and that made it worse too. So I was going to say
IUD feels like it's the way to go.
Yeah. You know, that made it almost worse than the daily birth control. So she's just not been on, like, my attitude was, I don't want you to have to take something that makes you this, it gives you this much pain, makes you this miserable. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. So your boy has been using condoms.
Good for you. Way to step up.
You know. But the thing, we were talking about this the other day. First of all, I think it's so the state of birth control is so upsetting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So upsetting. And I know this has been brought up a bunch, but like, if you like gave men the same like symptoms that women get, it would just like, it would like never fly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like dudes never want to wear condoms, and it's like, I don't know, a 90th the discomfort of
so, literally
for real. And I like using condoms is fine. It's fine with me. I like it. But you know, we did discuss the other day.
Yes, you're right. I agree with you.
You know, you feel me. You feel me. We did discuss the other day. I was like, hey, you know, if we're not trying to have kids, how about you go the vasectomy route? How about that?
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
Because the problem is now we're like, well, what if we change our minds?
Then reverse it.
See, I thought that too. And Mark, I hope you don't mind me speaking out of turn.
Not at all.
You've done this.
I'm proud. It's been a decade. In fact, Mark, we just celebrated.
Like Mark is like a vasectomy seller. Like he is like such a fan of it.
Promoter.
Like, promoter. Yeah.
I actually texted Mark. And all I said was, I'm thinking about getting a vasectomy.
He was like, do it. Best decision I ever made.
No, I wouldn't say that. It was the best decision I ever made because I have two beautiful girls. We don't want any more kids.
Exactly.
Now your situation is different, and Allison's health situation makes it interesting as well.
Yeah.
But what percentage are you? We don't want kids.
I'd say 70-30.
See, I think you got to be at least 90-95 before you actually have a vasectomy. They're not that easy to reverse. It's not just flipping a switch.
Oh, it's painful to reverse?
The research I did was there's an episode of Seinfeld where they get vasectomies and they go back and forth within the same day several times. And I realized that wasn't accurate. So it's not as reversible as they make it seem, right?
Like, okay, what if you... Can you save your sperm? Can you like how we freeze our eggs? Can you freeze some sperm? So if the time does come that you guys want, and then you get your vasectomy, and if you do want kids, you can just plop some in her?
I was...
Wow, romantic. Plop some in her.
I mean, I should be still like doing that plopping. But we did consider that, and it's expensive to do that thing.
Oh, yeah.
To like store it and
to
stuff.
To store, you know. And I was like, hey, why not just put some Tupperware in the freezer? You know, but you need some.
Turns out, yeah
you need some science.
Yeah, there's science and stuff that goes with that. But that, I mean, that is an option because of her endometriosis. It's more than likely we're going to have to go some, you know, IVF style route.
How effective are vasectomies?
They're like 99.99.
I think if you do everything you're supposed to do, like you're supposed to get checked a couple of times just to make sure that they got everything taken care of down there. I think they're very, very effective. Like, yeah, 99, something like that.
I was going to say, maybe you get one if they're like 80% effective, then like maybe it happens.
Roll
and then
dice.
That's, we but did. No, and that's what it's meant to be, you know?
We like, did talk about that. I was like, you know, maybe we just put it in God's hands.
Yeah.
You know? But, I don't know. It's a weird thing. And I just like, I just got upset thinking that,
you know, Easton brings up a bigger issue, and that is, like,
now, you still have a look on your face that this soapbox is coming out and you're going to step on it.
I'm going to step on it. The state of birth control.
Wait, I want to hear the rest of where this is going.
I mean, I'm going the same row. I'm just like, I was thinking like,
you guys haven't made a decision, right?
We have not made a decision. Like our indecision has pumped the brakes on the vasectomy conversation.
But is it you pumping them or is it her?
It's both of us.
Oh, it's both of you.
Are you equally 70-30, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, should I text her right now and see what she says?
Ask her what percentage.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
But I will say she does need to sign off on this because my doctor let me know that my wife had to sign off on this. Guys cannot go sneak off and just get a vasectomy and their wife doesn't
that's
know.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So she had to go in and actually sign papers for it. And I'm not sure everybody is like that, but that's how it was in my urology office. And yes, I'm 10 years sterile. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I love my urologist.
And I do want to say, well, he texts his wife, if you are in a relationship with a guy and you are done having kids and he is not wanting a vasectomy, tell him to man up. It is not a big deal. It is outpatient. You walk right out into the lobby to your waiting family. You're not supposed to drive home because you have some, you know, anesthesia or whatever, but that's it.
Yeah.
There's no, I sat in a chair that night with peas on my groin and the next morning I was fine. I kept waiting for the pain to happen and it didn't happen. Maybe everyone's different, but I had very little pain from it.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, I ran up the stairs. I was like, whoa, okay. A little early to be running up the stairs.
How soon can you get back on the job, if you know what I mean?
They'll tell you that. I think it's 6 weeks.
All right.
Oh, that's actually longer
than
it's
really no big deal.
It's
the whole
not.
Thing.
It's
everything
not.
About it. So guys what? Are like, well, why don't you get your tubes tied or whatever?
Yeah.
That's a major invasive surgery. So enough of that. Why don't you just get on the pill? Why don't you just get an IUD? Just go in and do it, dude. It's so simple. It's so easy. Guys who don't want to do it are just big wusses.
I don't want to like knock anyone that takes the pill and enjoys it, but I'm just saying that like every single woman I've dated has been like, all right, I'm going to take the pill and I'm not going to enjoy it. And,
no.
And I'm like, no. It's so disruptive hormonally, I feel like.
It's so disruptive hormonally. I was on it for, I don't even know how many years, maybe 3 or 4 years, and I hated it. Mm-hmm. I hated it so much. I don't want to go back on it ever again.
Also, isn't there a way, like, I've never been someone that tracked this, but where you can track, because there's certain periods where you can't, where like you can't get pregnant, right?
Yeah, it's 14 days after your, well, I believe, I'm not a doctor, so this could be wrong. But what I believe is it's 14 days.
I don't think it's 14 days.
After your first day of your period.
I think it's a lot shorter than that.
No, it's that window. It's that like 24 hour.
Like what I'm saying though, it's a small window when you can get pregnant.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So like, it's like you get your period, like, okay, I got my period on Friday. So counting from Friday, 14 days from Friday is when I'm ovulating for like a 24 hour span or whatever. It's 24 hours, something like that, I think.
You have one day that you can
ovulate. Yeah, I think so. It's when the egg is like traveling or so. It's like in a certain spot.
I hope people don't come here for their medical
information. Please don't take this. But I was going to say there's like trackers, and that way, I don't know if she already does this, but that way she's not having to do something that you want. You don't have to commit to vasectomy, and you're able to just do what you want without the fear of.
Yeah, you know, I understand there's still risk, obviously. Allison did text me back. She is 80% no kids.
80.
Oh, so 80. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is ovulation typically occurs 2 weeks before menstruation. So that means during an average 28-day cycle, ovulation would occur around day 14, midway through the menstrual cycle. But obviously, longer cycles would put ovulation further back than 14. So it just depends on your cycle.
And vasectomies are 99% effective.
Wow. And from what the cursory Google I did, it seems the longer you go after you get the vasectomy, the longer you go before reversing it, the like less likely you are to return.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know? The worst part of getting the vasectomy, I will say this, the worst part is that you have to bring in a sample of weeks later. And when I handed the woman at the desk my sample, she looked really, I think her entire career path passed through her eyes in that moment. Like, what have I done to be sitting here collecting this sample from this dude? I felt so badly for her because the
you
look on her
not
face
the
was.
The first one.
I know, but I swear the look on her face was like, oh, okay.
Another one. Another day. Another.
And there's a 48 hour window that you can have your egg fertilized.
Oh, okay.
48 hours.
Tanya went down a rabbit hole.
I did.
She's like, quiet over here.
I was looking. I was Googling. But I'm serious about this whole thing. Like, I don't understand how we haven't come up with a solution, like a birth control pill for men. Like, where did that happen?
But like, if it affects, we don't necessarily want that for the man either. Like, you don't want, but like, why can't they come up with something that doesn't make everyone miserable?
Understood. But to Easton's point, it could do anything to a guy, it would never sell. It could do anything. Like, I can't even think, what's the most innocuous side effect it could possibly have? It gives you a slight headache for 2 hours. Nope, not doing it. Forget it. I hate that headache. I have no pain threshold. Would never do it. Women just put up with this nonsense because that's what we've created.
It's true. We really just, and that's our cross to bear.
It is indeed.
That being said, I'm a proud condom user. I've got the Amazon repeat button on there. I'll continue to
order. Don't get them from Amazon.
Get them from Amazon. Who cares?
No, because you don't know how long they've been on the shelf. They could be ineffective. I'm like on a whole. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I should get them from a. What's the sponsor we have? Don't they sell condoms? Lola do something?
No, I was just saying.
Is that not a condom?
No. Sorry. I would like get them from like your local drugstore.
Today I learned I shouldn't be trusting my.
If it's faulty and it happened that way, then that's just meant to be. I'm sorry.
Like that episode of Friends when Ross is like, they should put it on the box. And they're like, it is on the box.
Yeah.
Do they have expiration dates on condoms?
They certainly do.
Well, then that would tell you.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're fine on Amazon.
Megan sends us an email. She'd like some advice. Who's up for giving Megan some advice, huh?
I love advice from Megan.
Here we go. I need some advice about dating my friend's high school ex. We're now 24 years old, so high school was a while ago. My friends from high school are all still best friends, and we get together at least once a month, even though we no longer live near each other. Isn't that great? I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're 24 years old, but their high school friends get together once a month, no matter what. I recently moved to a new city where James, the ex, lives. We saw each other one night at a bar and talked for the rest of the night, and now we've been hanging out. He keeps trying to make moves, and I do like him, but I keep saying I feel too uncomfortable because of the friend that used to date James that's in that high school group. I've talked to the other friends, and they think it shouldn't matter anymore because of how long ago it was. What do I do in this situation?
You want to go first, Tanya?
Yeah, mine's quick. There's so many fish in the sea.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was
disregard.
Interesting.
Bye, James.
Yeah, bye, James, and move on.
Kinda. I mean, just for me, like, I wouldn't like to, if this is one of her really good friends that she sees all the time. Like, I know it was a long time ago, and her friend probably doesn't care, but it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to like be making out with people that one of my best friends did. Right?
I've done it. I've dated someone one of my best friends dated.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was awkward, but we got through it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would talk to your friend. I would say,
I think that's the answer.
I would say, hey, I randomly ran into James. I know it was in high school, but we're kind of like we are kind of having a moment, but I wanted to talk to you to see if it bothered you or not.
Yeah, I would downplay it a bit. I'd be like, so I ran into James. We hung out a little bit. It was really nice. And I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't mind going on a date with him, but what do you think?
And if she's like, if you can tell when someone cares. Yeah. It's not like, no matter what they say, you can tell if they
care.
For
sure.
And I think if she's...
that's fine.
Yeah, if she's like...
No,
that's fine.
Yeah, no problem.
That's fine. But I think if she, you know, if she cares, then I think you back off and find another fish in the sea. But I think if she's casual about it, then have your, what do you call it?
Pickle?
Have your cake and
eat it too. Yeah.
How does the have your pickle expression
Yeah, tell me
go?
About the have your pickle expression.
It's like, have your pickle... Yeah. Don't let it lit your whistle. Wet your whistle.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
Was a good one.
We needed
one.
A title for
pickle.
This episode, and now we have one.
Have there your
you
pickle, go. But don't let it wet your whistle.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
It kind of does, actually.
It's not bad. It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, wait. I have a story. I have a cute story.
But really, you have ruled out everyone who's ever dated every one of your friends.
No, but I'm just saying, no.
I'm over here trying to set you up with Chris Soules, who I almost got engaged to.
I know, and I wouldn't really totally think I would like that.
Oh,
know?
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I don't, but,
and not but we, all we not, did was kiss. We never did anything beyond that.
And it's not because like you would be mad. Like I know you would not care, but it's like, I don't know. I just.
Your soulmate may have dated a friend of yours. You don't know that.
Not a friend, a best friend. Somebody okay. That's in your like core. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I get it. I do. I've been there. But
know.
It's like, especially if that person has moved on and is in a relationship, it's kind of like, all right. You don't get to like hover over.
Yeah, no,
right.
But it's not even, it has nothing to do. Like, I know, like, you literally would be like, have at it.
Was, yeah.
I think, but I don't think, I'm surprised this is coming from you, the too many fish in the sea angle, because I feel like your angle could be it is so rare to really vibe with somebody.
That's
when you
true.
Do really vibe with somebody, you got to make it work if you can.
That's true.
It's different when you're in this situation. If you feel feelings for someone, all your rules that you thought you had kind of go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the truth.
That's true.
That's true. Okay. If Chris Soules and I end up meeting and really just falling for each other, I would potentially reconsider. I still don't know. It's weird.
How?
It's weird.
Oh, the Chris Soules one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my funny bone is
oh, your funny
done.
One right on the mic stand.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I like that all the past guys that I've, like, dated in my life have only been inside my mouth. Do you know
oh
what I mean?
Oh, my God. It's always like, so graphic.
But that's not true.
That's true. But in
They've
terms
been
of
other
my
people's
no,
mouths.
And yeah, but not my friends. Like, not one of them has made out with Becca.
That you know of.
I know 100% that you have not. You know?
That'd be great if Becca and Dr. W were sneaking around behind your back.
Oh, my God. Dark.
I don't know. I don't know. Personal preference, I guess.
I mean, it's not that far-fetched. It's not right. Like you're so weird for not wanting to hook up with your best friend's past guys. Don't get us wrong. I just think if you met someone and you had like an instant spark, you would consider it more than you're letting
right.
On.
Like, let's say I met someone at Crystals. The grocery store. And no, not Chris. Like somebody that was like your high school love. That one guy. I won't say his name.
Oh, yeah.
From high school, actually? Yeah. That's a good
yes.
Comparison.
Great. So I didn't know. I don't know. I never saw him or whatever. And I meet him and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's great. And then I come to find out, oh, shoot, this is the same guy Becca dated in high school. Maybe it would be different.
Do high school relationships have an asterisk?
What's an asterisk?
Meaning, are they different because they were high school? Are they
right.
Somewhat less impactful than adult relationships? Are they less serious?
I don't think so because so many people marry their high school sweetheart.
That's different. If it evolves into an adult relationship, that's different. But
if it ended in high school, you're
saying?
I feel
like it's different if you went out with somebody that Becca has as an adult had a relationship with
for
than
sure.
Somebody in high school.
For sure, for sure.
High school
sure.
Is like a training wheels relationship mm-hmm. A little bit.
I don't think I would give two shits if anybody dated one of my high school boyfriends.
Well, there you go.
No
that's
offense.
A good example right there.
No offense.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't care.
What's the name of the guy,
them.
Your first kiss?
Oh, Ryan Compton. I love him. I think he's married.
Okay, but what if he wasn't married and he wanted to go out with, I don't
Becca?
Know, Becca or your neighbor, Aaron?
I'd be okay.
You'd be okay.
Yeah.
Would you be happy for them?
I would.
Okay.
Okay, but what if Aaron, just using Aaron, okay, since we're going off of that, she has a boyfriend, but if Aaron went out with Senor.
That would not fly with me.
This is my point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Becca, what's your cute story?
So I get a DM from this girl who is a scrubber, and she said that her parents were from Shreveport, where I'm from in Louisiana, but she never thought much about it because after college they moved to Virginia and that's where she grew up, whatever. So she was like, but my dad was telling a story and he said like his friend Chris Tilly, which is my dad's name. And she goes, wait. And so she finds a photo of my dad and myself and she's like, is this him? And he's like, yeah, that's him. So, you know, of course, I'm not sure if they were like best friends or just knew each other, you know, in passing. Uh-huh. So I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, is dad with you? I was like, I just got this message and this girl messaged me and said her dad brought you up. And my dad goes, it was so cute because my dad goes, that was my best friend in high school.
Oh, wow.
And so he was like, will you send my email and my phone number so I can get in touch with him? Aww. I was like, I get teary-eyed because it was just so cute.
That is so cute. Did they just lost touch?
Well, yeah, because they, you know, they went to, I don't know if they went to college together or what, but
right,
they
life
parted
happens.
Way.
Yeah.
And he was like, did he end up going back to school to become a doctor? And I was like, Dad, I his daughter must, I don't know, but it was really cute.
That is really cute.
That was like, a great story.
That is a great story.
Like so far, you know, like so much has happened, kids, yeah, and they live so far now, but it was cute that my dad, like my dad's kind of very, not detached, but you know, he like has his friends and
yeah, guys,
he and
like,
my mom
probably
have always just like been each other's best friend and they've done everything together. So I don't hear a lot about like friendship. So it was cute that he was not only just like, oh yeah, I knew him. He was like, he was my best friend.
Oh,
I know. So
that is
that
great.
Is really cute.
And I bet those two guys back in the day when they were in high school together, they would love to know that their future daughters
yeah
have this connection.
I know.
They wouldn't know what a podcast is, but yeah, still, that's pretty cool.
My dad like still keeps in touch with like his like friends from like medical school and like college and stuff. And like he like literally made like a list of all of them to text them on New Year's Day, like Happy New Year and stuff. He's like, it's like so cute.
It's great. It's I love getting together with guys from then. And there's not that many I do. But when I do, it's just nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Time has not passed. It feels like time travel because, wow, look at that guy. He's old now. And of course, so am I. But it's just, it's like you're in high school again. You have the same conversations, the same rhythms and everything. It's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? We just talked about how it's so different being in a relationship. But yeah, your friendships stay the same. You know, like those friendships and those people like Laura, we've been best friends since freshman year of high school. And she lives in Louisiana. But when we see each other, it's just like,
mm-hmm,
you know,
time.
Yeah. We still feel like we're in high school, like in a fun way.
Do you think that your soulmates in life are your friends?
I believe in that.
I do too. Because I'm like, those are the ones that aren't going to go anywhere, you know? They're the ones I can really count on.
Yeah,
these
true
men are so flighty.
Do you have any updates?
One day they're one day they're out. You know?
So there's our update, I think.
And on that note, time of death.
So no news there?
Not really.
And no news is not really good news.
No news is just like, just, you know, keeping it sonsy.
I was dying at someone posting in the group the perfect name for Tanya's
yeah
baby, Sansa.
Oh, Sansa.
Sansa.
I'm so down with that. I like that name.
It is a pretty
Sansa
name.
Sansa Stark
mm-hmm
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Sansa.
Oh, Sansa. Yeah.
Before we do give time of death, we should remind everybody that Almost Famous had their big live show over the weekend up in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I wasn't there, but I heard it because I had to edit it. But it sounded great. It sounded like a lot of fun. Like really just a fun vibe. And
I'm
I know
so
the Scrubbers
excited
will be at least as fun. So this is the Marines Memorial Theater in San Francisco. Tickets are at Ticketmaster.com. It's coming up now. It's February 1st. What is that? One, two?
Whoa, that's soon.
2.5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to see us in San Francisco, stay at the Viceroy Hotel Group. You won't be sorry. Hotel Zellos, Hotel Zeppelin, Hotel Zeta, they're all part of the Viceroy Hotel Group, and they'll treat you right. And then, of course, February 13th at the Roxy in L.A. That's sold out. Good luck getting tickets to that. We should look. Is that on, like, StubHub and stuff? Like, are people... Is there a like, resale value market
I don't
for the Scrumping In show?
They're at, I think, 35 now. What are the ticket prices?
I have no idea. But thank you for buying
yeah
them.
Yeah,
whatever
thank
they
you
are
so much.
That's very nice of you to spend your hard-earned money on that.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm like, when we found out we were sold out the Roxy, I was like, I can't believe this many people spent their money for this night. So cool.
It is kind of crazy.
I'm really looking forward to the night at the Roxy.
I am too.
Me too. I'm looking forward to both of them. I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk and hear about how the Almost Famous one went, because that was like the first big iHeart live show, right?
Yeah.
Like in a theater like that.
Yeah.
I know Jana's done, she did one here, I think.
Yeah, but those aren't aired as podcasts. They're kind of her own
thing. Oh, it was just like a show.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
The San Francisco show is on StubHub and selling for quite a bit of money.
Is that right?
No. It was still, the like better seats are selling for quite a bit above retail. Because I know there's still seats available, but I think they're in like the balcony and stuff.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So if you want to get that orchestra, you got to get on StubHub.
Well, what about the Roxy?
The Roxy's not on here yet.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. So.
When I was a kid, you know, I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. This is a story that's just stupid. But there was an end of a show, end of a song on the live album he put out. And at the end of the show, he yells over the crowd. He goes, "Thank you, LA! It's been the greatest!" And I've always kind of kept that in my mind. I always think of that sometimes when I hear the end of a song at a live concert. And I hear that thing in my mind. Hey, thank you, LA. It's been the greatest. So recently, just a couple of years ago, I was like, I wonder what that's from. And then I heard it on E Street Radio, on satellite radio. And I looked down and it was at the Roxy in 1978.
Oh. Wow.
So I, on that night, I'm going to stand on that stage and say, "Thank you, LA. It's been the greatest." And that's going to be such a moment for me.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
On a podcast.
Wait, this is going to be like super fun.
Yes!
Like, we discussed, I don't want to give it away because it was such a good idea from Becca, our walkout song.
Did we not discuss it on the podcast?
Did we say what? I think we maybe did say what it was.
Did we say? I don't remember.
I don't know either.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, it's great. It's,
but did we say it?
Yeah.
Oh,
just like that.
Just like that. Tanya's
like
song.
That, like, just knowing
it was your idea, right? Becca,
yeah.
It's genius.
Knowing that, like, this song that I wrote about
talking about a moment. You had Grammy on your vision board, but here we are.
Here we are. Playing that bad boy at Marine Stadium, hearing it loud in those speakers and walking out on stage. That is gonna be a moment for sure.
I really
it's
want
not a stadium,
somehow
just to be clear.
It's a theater.
Not a stadium.
It's a theater.
Next round though, Tanya, we're shooting for stadium.
2021 stadium
yeah.
tour.
Yeah. Tanya's, what, are you married or engaged at that point? According to
engaged.
Okay. I said married by 22, right? 2022.
Yeah.
That means we're on track.
We are on track.
How are we on track?
Because we put it out there. It's all about the first step.
We just said that the guy's, it's not happening right now. So it's kind of square one-y right now, but that's okay.
That's one guy.
All right,
we're
on track.
Also, we're not square one. We're just not square 100, okay? We're somewhere in the 20s. It's just a slow burn.
You're doing like 21 and a half.
Yes,
21 and three quarters. Yeah,
yeah,
so
okay.
We'll see. Legally single.
Oh.
That's another good title. All
yeah,
right.
Legally Single.
Legally Single is pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we good? Anything else? Last
no,
call.
Great.
That heart's about to stop.
We love
Justin
you, Alex
Chambers.
Correct.
Aww.
That's so sad. Time of death, 12:30. 12:31.
Wow, we really stuck to it.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.